May God bless you, dear family, and may his protective wings surround you like a shield. Jesus began, "There is nothing wrong here. You are in my perfect will. This is an attack, a vicious attack to get you to step down. Cleave to me, Claire. Your enemies are many, but your angels are many more. And they are no-nonsense angels, ready to do battle, at the drop of a hat, so to speak. I am quite serious, my beloved. This, too, will pass. You are being introduced to a higher level of witchcraft. You are condemning yourself when I told you that you are not to blame, but they will pelt you with that. Understand that you just removed a very serious threat to your mission. Stop condemning yourself for this. The enemy is very angry because he planned on using others in a critical situation. You will take much flack for this, but do not be moved by the criticism of men. You did the right thing in the right timing before it became any deeper. Claire, I am proud of you, my dove.
Really?
No, I am very proud of you. You moved a major tool of disruption out of your way. Or to say it in better words, out of my way. To everyone else, it may look like a death blow, but you don't serve them, you serve me. You have recognized what I wanted you to see, and you have obediently acted upon it. That is why you were hit with heavy condemnation. They wanted to use that against you, to get you to resign and change your mind. Oh, Lord. I just don't have any words. Do you? Never will I turn away when you come to me. This was something that had to be done for the health and welfare of all concerned. Yes, it is tied to pride, but not in the way you perceived. Mortal sin is the topic here. You would do well to pray for all affected.
Thank you, Lord.
Rest and be at peace, Claire. And yes, you also have pride. But very basically, it was a curse against you. My dear ones, you can be a very good man or woman and still miss heaven if pride causes you to ignore the commandments of God. Do not commit adultery or fornication. Each of you, please search your hearts. Just because you have a privileged position does not guarantee immunity from the Ten Commandments. My people, Satan is treacherous and seeks to dominate and take your soul to hell. Things may look just fine to the casual observer, but I am forever present in all your actions. You are near the end. Please do not fall for Satan's tricks. It matters not to him whether he gets you young in life or later in life, as long as he gets you. Outward appearances may fool others, but I know what goes on in your lives behind closed doors. You are too dear to me to lose. Please, please repent and return to the path of righteousness. You don't have much time left here. Please come back to me. Mortal sin takes you to hell.